Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I am the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and the CEO of Anchor Media. So first of all, let me tell y'all something. You need people who know the Lord on your team. Kyla created this video or this topic for us to talk about for today's our content day. So we're recording a ton of content for YouTube, Instagram, and all of that. And God had been speaking to me like the last week or so about just people that he's called to tell their story. And I planned to go live, and I still needed to work out like the points and stuff like that, but I wanted to go live and share the message he was sharing with me. So I'm going over like our itinerary for the day and what she planned out for us to talk about on the lives, I mean on the videos, and it's on it. Hilarious. But again, get people who know the Lord on your team. So the last couple of weeks, I've been spending a lot of time with God, and he really has been showing me he's been very specific with me about certain things. And so without saying too much, because it's not time for me to talk about it yet, a part of that is just in a very extensive amount of time that I've been spending just, you know, with God and prayer and worship and in my Bible and things of that nature. And so some of the things that God has been showing me is how can I say it? There are a lot of you guys who God is really trying to get you out of a place of being stagnant, out of a place of suppressing that pull that you feel from him, out of the place where you're second guessing yourself and allowing self-doubt and fear to keep you from doing what he's calling you to do. There are many of you guys who God is trying to move in positions, but you're allowing the weight of whatever it is that is heavy for you to keep you in the same place. And when he was showing me this, he showed me like, you know how you have a balloon and it's supposed to fly. If it's helium in the balloon and there's nothing holding it down, it flies. But in order to keep it in the same place, you add a weight onto it. And there are a lot of you guys who God is trying to elevate you. He's trying to catapult you and get you to fly, but the enemy has allowed, or you have accepted the attacks of the enemy, and your acceptance of those things has caused you to have a weight that is keeping you in place. And we're in a season where God is trying to shift those who are not really for him out of position, and trying to shift those of you who really have the heart to please God into position. But for whatever reason, it's something that you are accepting, because I want to add the responsibility that you have when I'm using these words, because I talk about it on this channel all the time that we have the choice whether to take a thought captive and throw it out, or to accept it as truth. And when we accept it as truth and agree with the lies that the enemy has planted, it creates a stronghold. And strongholds are very fixed. You know what I mean? They are a fortified place. Strongholds are very heavy bondage when they present themselves that way. And so for you, I'm going off the top of my head right now, because I'm glad that this was on our list, but many of you guys, God is really trying to catapult you. And for whatever reason, again, you've accepted the lies of the enemy, and that weight is keeping you in the same space. Then he started talking to me about podcasting. And many of you guys know I'm the owner and CEO of a company called Anchor Media, where we develop and produce, manage, market podcasts. So the mission of Anchor Media is to fill the airways with good news. We're selective on who we work with. We don't want to work with podcasts that spread messages that go against biblical principles. I really, really want to help people of faith take their message and get it to the masses and then monetize that message. So when he was showing me about podcasting, because for those of you guys who aren't familiar with my story, God didn't tell me to start a podcast. I started a podcast because I saw that it was a good marketing platform for what I was trying to do in business. But when I started really devoting my life to God, He used my podcast to glorify Him. So He had me change things around, do it by myself, talk about Him, all of these different things. So even though it wasn't a divine download that led me into podcasting, God has allowed this space of podcasting to be used for.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. I need the right person with the right background who can move my business forward. If I wanted a candidate who matched what I'm looking for, I trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on these other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results that you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your posts for quality candidates so that you can reach the exact people that you want faster. And it makes a big difference. According to Indeed data, Sponsored Jobs posted directly on Indeed are 90% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs because you reach a bigger pool of quality candidates. I know for me, as we're going into this new year, I need some help, especially on the back end for this podcast. I would want somebody who has a history in digital marketing, someone who is very tech savvy, that is very experienced with different AI tools, specifically as it relates to content, somebody who's done this before. And here's the thing with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. I get people who fit that description. I'm not digging through resumes of people who've only edited one YouTube video 20 years ago. I'm getting actual individuals who know what they're doing, people who've done this before and can prove it. That's what makes the difference. You get people who are actually what you're looking for. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes, less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Glory and has used me in a mighty way in this space. And so I'm grateful because without me even knowing He was ordering my steps, He was. But when I was talking to Him about podcasting, I was just wondering, like, why this? Because with Anchor Media, that was a divine download. I didn't have plans to start a media company. That's not what I wanted to do. And so God was just showing me, podcasting allows the believer to have a purity in their message that you're not able to get anywhere else, right? If you are on social media and you're just on there saying whatever it is that God wants you to say, right? There's a likelihood and a potential that your message can get taken down, your video can get flagged, it can be deemed hate speech. Like, it can be so many different things that will strip the message away from who it's intended for. But in this space of podcasting, there's not regulation like that, to where you can come in, cut your microphone on, and speak, thus saith the Lord. You can craft your message around whatever it is He wants you to speak about. You can tell your story. You can prophesy, testify, do whatever it is that you want to do, and nobody is going to be able to tell you that you can't do it. And that's a level of purity that you cannot get online. And so when He was showing me this, because usually when I'm just praying about people and things like that, it's usually different than when I'm in my business meeting with God mode. And this was like one of the few times to where they kind of went together, where I'm praying for people and the people that are called to me and all of those things. And then my business side of the podcasting kind of got into that space. That usually doesn't happen for me personally, because I just look at them separately. And so He was showing me, like, no, there are a lot of my people who I want to start podcasts, not because of the income opportunity that's there because it's there, or not because it's the cool and trendy thing to do right now. I'm trying to protect the purity of their voice, and they keep trying to go to these other spaces that's going to stifle them, thus stifling me and the impact that I need them to make. And so that revelation in regards to podcasting, plus the revelation in regards to a lot of people being held in place by these weights, it was really just, it was mind blowing to me. And my prayer is that those of you guys who are watching this video, who listen to the podcast, who have come across this, maybe somebody sent it to you, that you free yourself from whatever weight is keeping you stagnant and you allow God to catapult you. Like I was saying before, there are positions that are waiting for you to take over. And you just have to move in alignment with him. You just have to put one foot before the other and not let fear and self-doubt cripple you, or insecurities, or being a lack of qualifications cripple you. That's why he put people like me in the podcasting space, to where it's not just about the money or, you know, what we can do with business and all of those things, but it's about really protecting the integrity of his message and applying the skill set that he's blessed me and my team to have to help elevate his message, so that people who don't know him can know him, so that people who are confused can know the truth, so that the captives can be set free. The Bible says we are saved by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, so that testimonies can be sent out to the masses. That's why people like me are in position. That's why people like you who have businesses that serve kingdom entrepreneurs are in position. So when somebody is going to write that book, they have you to help them publish it and market it. Or when somebody is going to put their nonprofit together, they have you to help them with the paperwork and all of that. So this isn't a plug for Anchor Media. I don't care if you want to work with me or not. I care that God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven, because my provision comes from him. I'm good regardless, okay? I'm good regardless. But it is so important to me to just make sure, whoever is watching this, that you move right now, that you move forward towards whatever it is that God is showing you to do. Because again, the space is being made, but you have to take it. You have to move. We have free will. You have to choose him in his way, despite whatever that weight may be that's keeping you in the same spot. So that's all I had to say. That's it for this video. Like, subscribe, YouTube lingo, all the stuff. I'll talk to y'all in the next one.